One of the things that I often hear at Christmas is that Christmas is all about giving. And this morning, if we would focus on one verse from the Scriptures, it would be from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. One of my favorite TV Christmas specials is the Honeymooners Christmas special. Hopefully some of you have seen this, and so I'm not the only one here that has seen it. But it starts out mainly through the scene between Ralph Cramden, a New York bus driver, and Ed Norton, who works in the sewers of New York. Ed comes into the apartment, and before long, Ralph is saying, "You've got to see what I got, Alice." He takes this gift out of the box and he hands it to Norton, and Norton's looking at this and he's looking at it from different angles and he's just turning it and he's going, "Wow, what is it?" Ralph Cramden has bought Alice a hairpin box made out of matchsticks. Got it in a novelty store on the way home that Christmas Eve. And it was one of those moments where his response was, "Wow, what is it?" Maybe you've had that experience when you've received a gift and you go, "Wow, just what I wanted. What is it?" This morning, I opened one of my gifts. It was from my son. I opened it up, and it was a Nike box. And I thought, wow, you can't go wrong buying from the Nike store. Got through this bunch of paper, only to see another box. And I took it out, and my son says, "I know how much you like modems, Dad." So it was a modem box. And don't even ask me to describe what a modem is. And I open that, and there's more paper. And I start unwrapping this paper to the point where I look, and there are two candy canes, one of which is broken. And I remember lifting them up going, "Wow." Now I'll come back to that. But this morning I want us to be thinking about this indescribable gift. And in these few moments that we are together this morning, I believe it's important when we are considering this indescribable gift, because I believe that our response to the gift will really reflect our love for the gift. When we look at the Christmas story, we see a number of occasions where people in the Scriptures were looking in on this Jesus, investigating, seeking Him, following instructions. And if we were to look this morning, we could just quickly go through a number of these accounts. We could start in Matthew chapter 1, and we could see in that chapter 2, and we could see the visit of the Magi. It's a story that we've had read for us a number of times throughout the Christmas season. Magi from the east come following a star, looking to find the one who's been born king of the Jews, find themselves in Herod's presence. They find out that it is Bethlehem, according to the prophets, the place where Jesus would be born. And so they leave Herod. They see the star. They follow on. And coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother. And it says, and they bowed down and worshiped him. This indescribable gift. Their response was to worship him, to bow down as men of honor, as magi, as kings, whatever they were. They came and they humbled themselves and they bowed down and worshiped him and then presented their treasures to him. And then they would leave. We can look and we can see that Herod also had a reaction to Jesus being born. Old troubled Herod, one who as I've said a number of times, probably slept with one eye open because of his paranoia for the history of his own family, that his life might be taken by someone very close to him, especially his relations. Herod hears about this, and the scripture says that Herod was troubled and all of Jerusalem with him. If the king is in trouble, if he's not feeling happy, everybody was gonna be aware of it. And we see that Herod was plotting to do away with this child king that was born. And so I would say that Herod's one for his response to this indescribable gift certainly was one of rejection. In fact, I would go as far to say it was going to be an open attack on him. But Herod's rejection wasn't alone, because we see in John chapter 5, the scriptures say that Jesus came on to his own, and his own did not receive him. But to as many as received him, who believed in his name, they became the children of God. So here is Jesus coming to his own people, and they rejected him. Some responded, but he was not received by the majority of those people. And maybe one last one, certainly not last in the list of all the people in the accounts that are given to us of the birth of Jesus. But we could look into Luke. In Luke, we see these everyday, ordinary Joe shepherds that are out in the fields, that are visited by the angels. They are given the words that today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, saying, angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. The angels leave. The shepherds say, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. See this thing that is being told to us about. They hurry off. They find Mary and Joseph and the baby who is lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. You see, I would say there's a number of reactions that we can have to this indescribable gift. The wise men worshipped, and certainly Mary, certainly Joseph, certainly Anna and Simeon at his dedication. We see that there was this marveling, there was this worshiping, there was this focus, and so the worship of this indescribable gift is one reaction. There's rejection. There's rejection in a number of ways. Some people are just adamant. I mean, they are hostile towards the gospel and towards Christ. But there are others who reject him, and they might just be naive. They just might not. They just might be ignorant of who this Jesus is. But their actions or their attitudes would side on that side of rejection. They have not accepted him. So I'm going to lean towards them also not receiving him. But the shepherds, I would say, would go beyond worship. They were on mission. It says that they left and they were telling everybody about what they had seen. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. But many people to this day would ask the question, who is this Jesus? And I would say to you this morning that as the Word of God tells us that Jesus is born to be the Savior of mankind, that many people are looking for Jesus, but the Savior that they want is not the Savior they need. Let me say that again. Okay, people are looking for this Jesus, but the Savior that they want is not the Savior that they need. A number of years ago, there was a song out, and I believe it was Peter, Paul, and Mary that sang it. It was called The Marvelous Little Toy. It's still one of my favorite. It goes, when I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, and pop when it stopped, and whirl when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It goes on, but the point that caught my attention with this is that someone can actually be introduced and even enjoy a toy and not really know what it is. And I think there are some people that might be enamored or drawn to Jesus, but have not gone deeper to find out who he is. Let me come back to the story from this morning. I open the gift, and I go down through the wrapping paper, to the shoe box, to the wrapping paper, to the modem box, to the wrapping paper, and I go to candy canes. You shouldn't have. Chances are I probably bought them, and he probably put them in the box. But here's what my son said to me. Dad, I think if you dig a little deeper, you're going to find something in there. So I pulled back the paper. And folks, you know how much I love hockey. And there were tickets to the World Junior Hockey Championship in Montreal. The gold medal game, the bronze game, and two games before it. If my son hadn't said to me, Dad, go a little deeper, I'd have taken the box into the garbage bag with all the other paper and just thrown it away. But his words were, Dad, if you look a little deeper, if you look down in the bottom of that box, you're going to see that there's something more. And I could not have received a better gift. I want you to think about this morning. Because when we read that verse, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift, I wonder what level of experience you've come to with regards to that gift. Has it led you to worship? Has it led you to go, well, it's nice, it's a seasonal story that I seem to enjoy, but I really not ready to receive it? Has it led you to the point where you've said, you know what, not only do I want to worship and give thanks for this indescribable gift, but I'm on mission. I've got something to tell the world. And so this morning, what is your response to the indescribable gift? Again, I share the words of another song that I share almost every Christmas. It's called Christmas Song for All Year Round. I wonder if this Christmas they'll begin to understand that Jesus that they celebrate is much more than a man. Because the way the world is, I don't see how people can deny the only way to save us was for Jesus Christ to die. And I know that if St. Nicholas was here, he would agree that Jesus gave the greatest gift of all to you and me. They led him to the slaughter on a hill called Calvary, and mankind was forgiven when they nailed him to the tree. But most of all, the children, they're the ones I hope will learn that Jesus is our Savior and he's going to return. And Christmas isn't just a day and all days aren't the same. Perhaps they'll think about the word and see it spells his name. And I know that if St. Nicholas was here, he would agree that Jesus gave the greatest gift of all to you and me. They led him to the slaughter on a hill called Calvary, and mankind was forgiven. Mankind was forgiven. We were all forgiven when they nailed him to the tree. So Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I wonder if this Christmas they'll begin to understand. What is your response to the indescribable gift? Have you embraced the Savior? Are you led to worship? Are you on mission? Do you recognize that Jesus came to be our Savior? He became our servant. He became our sacrifice. My friends, this morning, I continue to pray that you will have a very Merry Christmas. But I leave you with this thought, that your response to the indescribable gift will determine your love for this gift. May you be led to worship, and may we all be a people on mission, that people will know far more than on the surface, but in their hearts, this indescribable gift. God bless you.